This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is time for us to do the usual thing, the end of the week. We take time on the Talk Radio Countdown Show to go through the stories, the top 10 stories, according to the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. They are represented here extraordinarily well, if I do say so myself, because it's not me. It's Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher. And so we have the people list, the story list, and we have the convention to talk about that will be held next week. I want to spend a few minutes on that to tell people what they might expect in terms of listening to what's happening in the world with the personalities. That's the big thing. A lot of personalities will be on board in attendance. So we'll get to that after we kind of go through this story list, maybe take a few shots, a couple of cracks at some items here that are on the list. So where do you want to start, story list or people list, Michael?
Well, let's start with the story list. We always do that, and we're creatures of habit. We have a tradition to uphold. People will complain. People will complain if we go with the people list first. Go, what did you, I was expecting the stories list first. Boy, I love that opening music. I just realized how exciting it is.
It is. All right, Phil, play it again.
Listen to that. It's like old time radio.
Yeah. Talk radio, you know, countdown show.
But you know that old the newsroom from high atop the tower. No, he's not playing it again. Okay, so I'll just go.
No, he's trying for whatever the reason.
The record fell off the turntable.
Yeah, no, he just played it. I don't know where.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, really?
You can't change the format. And even the computer is rebelling. All right, here we go. At number 10, the New York City mayoral race. They had a debate with a whole bunch of Democratic Party candidates. And
no Republicans need apply.
Well, it looks like, the conventional wisdom in New York is that the Democrat usually wins. However, there have been cases where that has not been the case. And you know who is going to probably win the Republican nomination?
Curtis Sliwa.
Talk
radio host from WABC.
Yeah, but
been on there a long time.
But he's such a character, the guardian angel. He wears the red sateen jacket and the beret, and he's sort of like Spider-Man in New York. I had lunch with him once, and he was wearing his jacket and his hat, and I felt like I was having lunch with Spider-Man. People go, "Hey, Curtis," because he's sort of like a local, hero. It'd be funny if he became mayor. That would just be so weird.
Well, it's him versus Andrew Yang, apparently.
Yang's got problems.
Yin and Yang.
Andrew Yang was like a front runner until he went up against real New York politicians and has sort of taken his lunch. So I don't think he'll get it, but we'll see. And California politics tied in there. So we have a lot of like local politics going on in New York and California.
Do you think the people that are in, let's say, Ashley, Illinois, are concerned about who's the governor of California, who the mayor of New York is? It's like that old business of the flyover states versus the states on the coasts.
Well, only if you think that our survey has any kind of consequence beyond just a point of interest on a show like this.
If we're talking
about who's going to be the president of the United States or something, and we're weighing the electoral votes of one population center and another population center versus places that have few electoral votes, then it becomes an issue. But I don't think it's an issue. No, obviously they're not as concerned. It is interesting. I mean, I would think that the recall election coming up this fall with Andrew Newsom, or what happened 20 years ago with Gray Davis and Arnold Schwarzenegger, is of interest to people across the country. Mm-hmm. And I think because the mayor of New York City is such a nationally consequential position, as evidenced by Rudy Giuliani's rise and Bloomberg's rise from that spot. They call that the second hardest job in the world. Koch was an interesting character.
Sure was. Dinkins was, too, I mean, as far as that's concerned. You can think about all the former mayors, but after Bloomberg, who's going to remember that boob Blasio?
Well, he's currently the mayor, so he's the current reigning boob. Is that what you call him? Or did you call him a boob?
I call him Bob Blasio or Blah Blasio. I just think he's one of the best representations of a know-nothing politician who makes a lot of noise. People pay attention to him for they know not what. They vote in a name, and what you got is a bunch of nothing. I mean, the guy's... compare him to the likes of Bloomberg. There isn't even any comparison. And yet, they have this... same job. It's pretty amazing.
Do you remember a couple of years ago, you and I were debating over Bloomberg's chances of getting the nomination?
Yeah, I do remember that. I was still there, man. I say till the bitter end.
Just like a number of Trumpers out there are saying he's going to be reinstated when the evidence comes forth from the MyPillow guy.
Right, yeah. But Trump says he knows he's going to be. I mean, that's why you look at this guy is psychologically, what's the story with him? He's sure he's going to be reinstated in August. I mean, he just says anything that comes in. Okay, so that's fine. But the problem with that is that people pay attention to it, and, you know, it becomes like the election fraud thing. Was there a fraud?
In all seriousness, there's concern that his ongoing interviews in which he's saying there was election fraud and that the recounts are going to prove that he is the duly elected president and Biden is an imposter, you know, is not the real president, could lead to more events of January 6th.
Yeah.
And this is a concern. It's a very serious situation. So, folks, if you do believe that the president, the former president, was unfairly, you know, dealt with, you know, because of fraud,
dismissed.
Well, okay, you're entitled to that. But if you think it's kind of a frivolous thing, you know, sort of seeking victory at the expense of truth and what the hell, you're going down a real dark alley because it could be quite dangerous.
Well, that could be tied to number five, the investigation.
We haven't gotten there.
January 6th. I know him. We're still there.
We're still hung up on number 10. You should be quiet.
At number nine,
social media bias tied with the JBS ransomware attack. That's a serious problem. At number 8, U.S. Relations with China and Russia and the U.S.-Afghanistan pullout. A little foreign affairs going on there. At number 7, immigration reform, the economy, and the shortage of workers in the labor market. At number 6, race relations, police reform, gun violence, and the Tulsa massacre anniversary. Talk about reparations in Tulsa. Number 5, the January 6th investigation debate. There you go. At number 4, Israeli political turmoil. And number 3, voter legislation initiatives around the country. Number 2, Donald Trump, he's a category all by himself at number 2, believe it or not. And then election fraud claims and theories. And with the word theory comes the word conspiracy. Mm-hmm. At number 1, COVID-19, vaccines, politics, and stats. And there's your snapshot of the stories. Do you want me to attempt a rundown of the 10 most talked about people?
No. Well, we're going to do that in just a matter of moments here, so stand by for that. The people list up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen. Reminder time about how to maintain your health and well-being the correctamundo way. That's by keeping the weight that you work so hard to get off your body, keeping it off. Let's keep it off. You can do that courtesy of this product. That's the best word I can come up with, and good adjective it is. 24 years, Calitrin has been on top of the weight loss game, and more as you gain, you will gain by using the Calitrin way to lose weight. You think that sentence makes sense? Yeah, it kind of does. You gain in your own health and well-being by losing the weight and keeping it off, and that's really what Calitrin does. Keeps the weight off. And when you check out at toploss.com, which is the official website for Calitrin, where you can buy it, where you can find out how it works, where you can talk to somebody in a private session giving you advice about how to lose weight, keep it off, all kinds of counselors are available at toploss.com. When you check out, this could be a liquid or a capsule, take it before you go to bed at night, but you can get a 90-day supply free when you use the DJV code. Figure it out. Find out how it works, how it'll help you out. It's fabulous. It really is. And, again, the underscore is 86% success rate, so you know it works. They've been around 24 years. You know it works. It's all natural. You know it works. So take my advice, if you will. Get healthy. Experience this. Go to toploss.com. Use the DJV code on checkout. Get 3 months free, and a free shipping situation exists as well. Again, the DJV code at toploss.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
I need tech that can make me as productive in my home office as I am at my office.
It's possible with Staples Connect.
How about tech that lets me work hands-free and wireless?
Also possible. Staples Connect has the innovative tech you need to work and learn from home. And now, Apple AirPods are just $129, and AirPods Pro are only $199. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or at staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N65, limit 2, in-store only.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you've got a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers, get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic, our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. And now, during the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, all Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale, with savings up to $500 on adjustable sets. Get your best sleep, all night, every night. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
It's like I blinked, and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
All right, so let's go through the people list now here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael, you want to take the top 10 people on this list prepared by you and your folks?
Yep. It's Xi Jinping at 10 and Vladimir Putin at 9. Kamala Harris is at 8. Number 7, Kevin McCarthy. 6 is Mitch McConnell. Benjamin Netanyahu is at 5. At number 4, we have Donald Trump, tied with, of all people, a blast from the past, Sidney Powell. She's back in the game and weaving her web of conspiracies. Rand Paul is at 3, Fauci's at 2, and Biden's at 1. And
Sidney Powell, wasn't she the girlfriend of the president Michael Douglas played in The American President? Remember that movie?
Oh, gosh.
I thought her name was Sidney.
Yeah. Her name was Sidney. I don't know if it was Powell. I don't think it was Powell, but that was Annette Bening.
Yes.
That was a great movie.
That was a fabulous movie.
Yeah.
A really good movie. There's some pretty interesting stories.
Let's talk about Michael Douglas on the other side.
All right, let's talk about Michael Douglas on the other side. 21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, here we are back in the driver's seat, if you will. Information about the talk radio world, the news talk radio world. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can find this list at talkers.com. Also can find it on the DJV Show website, djvshow.com, and on our social media as well. You asked me to bring Michael Douglas.
Yeah, you mentioned Michael Douglas before, Michael Douglas has a phenomenal smash on his hands on Netflix with the third season of the Kominsky Method.
It's great. Don't you love it?
I think it's one of the best things I've ever seen in any on any stage or any TV show or film. It's that well acted and woven, and I gobbled down the new six episodes.
Did
on
you?
Netflix. Yeah, the problem with watching this show is it goes so fast because it's so fine. It's mm-hmm. just so well crafted.
It's so Hollywood, if you will.
Yeah, well, having respect to the years stories of Hollywood.
Yeah, but I mean, the story's about Hollywood, but it's also done by big time Hollywood people who know how to do this stuff. Mm-hmm. That's really, mm-hmm. I mean, that is. It's about as good as the stuff, anything he's done. Again, he's really aging because of that cancer, I think. But when he and Alan, there's obviously fabulous chemistry between those two.
And well, Alan Arkin is not in the third season. They just have flashbacks.
Not?
Yeah, the character dies. I think the real reason is that Alan Arkin just didn't want to go through the pressure at his age. He is advanced years.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, there are a lot of older folks in this. Kathleen Turner shows up. It's pretty. Even Haley Joel Osment plays as an adult a role in it. Yeah. It's remarkable. Just remarkable. And I highly recommend it to anybody. I don't normally do that, but
what else is really fabulous that comes, I think, in the same vein as the Kominsky Method is this mayor from Easttown. If you haven't seen that on HBO, we don't normally talk about this, as Michael said, on this program, but this is something with Kate Winslet that when you see her, you won't recognize it. You don't know unless you really start, who is that person? Unless you know it's her. That's what the first episode I saw. I just came across it because I was flipping through channels one night, and I saw this, and I was intrigued with the premise of the show. And then I kept asking, who in the hell is that? And it came to me, it was Kate Winslet, who's an old, she plays an old, frumpy police person in a little town in Pennsylvania. But it's a really good story. I would recommend that.
Yeah,
okay,
of course,
so
many people remember her from the Titanic, and it's hard to believe how many years ago the Titanic was.
Yeah, she's 45 still, now. Yeah,
45. Interesting.
Yep. Yeah. And one of the things, the stories this week is because she has a little belly budge, a little belly bulge that was part of a love scene that she did with Guy Pearce. They wanted to take it out, and she said, "No, leave it in." Which I thought was kind of interesting.
Was her belly bulge based upon being pregnant, or was her belly bulge based on having too many beers?
Probably having a few too many beers, maybe a couple of extra hot dogs or whatever it is. Yes, that's, it was cool. Okay, let's, I want to put together and give you the opportunity to sort of chime in on the correlative value of China as a main focus in any number of stories that are in the countdown, from the vaccine itself to the economy and how they're playing in that, to our relationship with China and them saying we're going to really up our nuclear arsenal because we're obviously going to have a confrontation with America, and then all of the business of the ransomware and how they're involved in that with their technology. I think, with your permission, I'm going to step aside. I want to throw a couple of suggestions and then get your reaction to it based on perhaps in part what you've heard on a lot of these talk radio programs this week. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, 28 after the hour.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
DQ presents, picture this. Picture the Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard. You see two iconic treats blending together in a mesmerizing swirl of pieces of Thin Mints cookies, Cool Mint and world-famous DQ Soft Serve. You smile the biggest smile you've ever smiled. It's a double smile because your two favorites, DQ and Girl Scout Thin Mints, are together in one delicious treat. And the only reason you stop smiling is so you can start eating. The Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard, exclusively at DQ. Get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, Queen, now $1,799. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Americans continue to get vaccinated against COVID-19, the CDC is updating restrictions, allowing people to take their masks off in most situations. But in California, their lawmakers have decided not to follow CDC guidelines. Dr. Nicole Sapphire on Fox News points out tuberculosis cases are much higher than COVID-19, and masks were never mandated for that respiratory illness.
California at this point have about 55% of their population with at least one dose of vaccine. Their new cases are down to less than 1,000 a day. That's been like that for a while. They have more cases of active tuberculosis state than they do COVID-19, and that's never warranted masking.
As more American companies are attacked by suspected Russian hackers, FBI Director Christopher Wray says the Bureau is currently investigating ransomware attacks that have been used to target roughly 100 organizations. Wray says the malware attacks were similar to the challenges posed by 9/11. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling on behalf of the Mice Nest.
Mice Nest?
Yes, Mice Nest. It's a nest of mice. They finished chewing through your RV wiring, so the fire should start soon.
Can we cancel that?
Oh, sorry. Once scheduled, they can't really stop, because they're mice. A nest of them.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Oh, and if you could stay on the line for a quick survey.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
President Biden and the First Lady will make a European tour next week. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
President Biden will meet with Queen Elizabeth, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, and Turkish President Recep Erdogan on his trip to Europe next week. Biden will travel to Britain, Belgium, and Switzerland next week, primarily for the Group of Seven summit in Cornwall. He will be meeting with Johnson at the summit on June 10th and then the Queen at Windsor Castle on June 13th. Later, he'll move to Belgium and Switzerland. First Lady Jill Biden will accompany him on the trip. In Brussels, Biden will participate in the NATO summit on June 14th. This week, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg urged the alliance to engage in more effective pooling of resources. Biden will meet with Erdogan at the NATO summit. The president's move to break with tradition earlier this year to officially recognize the Armenian genocide more than 100 years ago by the Ottoman Empire is expected to come up in the talks. While he's in Brussels, the White House said he'll also meet King Philip of Belgium and Prime Minister Alexander De Croo. On June 16th in Geneva, Switzerland, Biden will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. He's also expected to meet with Swiss President Guy Parmelin and Foreign Minister Ignacio Cassis. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Now, see if we can work Phil into our thought pattern here, Michael. Phil,
yeah.
Please play the countdown intro again, will you, so that we can regale in its wonderfulness. See, we can't even do that.
He won't be able to do it again because he couldn't do it before.
We're slaves to the damn computers.
It used to be... Yeah, we cue the record up.
Yeah, and well, we had to do the carts, stick them in, and push the button. You know, everybody thinks we're having all these great advancements.
Now listen to this.
From the newsroom, high atop Stephen Tower, it's the Talk Radio Countdown Show in the air everywhere.
Jingle Singles Singers.
That's right.
Who are they?
They are the Stephen Jingle Singers.
Isn't that funny how jingles of that nature still sound reasonable on radio?
Cool. Yeah.
you know,
I think
jingles.
That we've had that jingle for a long time.
No, I mean, you know,
as long as we've been around doing this.
But,
do you realize
that the people who sing on jingles are real people with real lives?
Not anymore. Don't they have some new kind of synthetic thing that's being announcers' voices and musicians that are all going to be made up by a computer? Isn't that coming along? I thought that was how I saw it.
Oh, eventually they'll have the Doug Steffen program where they'll be able to do
without
the show.
Doug Steffen, right.
Without Doug Steffen. Somebody
well, they have a Rush Limbaugh show now, and there's no Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, well, that's a step in that direction. But, you know, but I'm serious. They'll be able to synthesize anything. Computer-generated, you know, Clark Gable movies.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
John Wayne when comes back.
They already have virtual concerts of dead performers like Michael Jackson and Buddy Holly. People, you know, you actually see a hologram of them on the stage.
Yeah.
So
it was I wanted to see the Roy Orbison hologram. I haven't seen it. Have you seen that?
No.
That looks like
a
pretty good show. Yeah.
But those jingles, those jingles are, you know what sounds funny? You ever hear choruses from the 40s and the 30s? They sound so alien to today's musical tastes.
Yes.
It's just so interesting.
The choruses matured with the advent of the Jordanaires. That's when it changed. The whole business of...
The Jordanaires.
Don't you remember the Jordanaires?
They were on everybody's hit record. They were the... Boom, boom.
Exactly. Mostly
boom,
Elvis.
Boom, boom.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right.
But they were what's her face? Patsy Cline.
Patsy Cline.
They did a lot of those things. They were the quintessential rock and roll sound.
Yeah, they were.
And by today's standards, they sound very, very dated.
But fun.
But basically very seminal in terms of the history of music. So
yeah. All right, so there's our music lesson. Let's get back to talk. I would like to throw this out and then have you bounce around with some of my theories with regard to the Chinese. I think they're important players in at least four of the stories this week. The ransomware attack on JBS and the continuing ransomware attacks, they are enabling with their technology and the concert of the Russians who have they've got Edward Snowden and some other character, but mostly Snowden that's taking what they learned from the Chinese and put it to use in hacking things. So there's that. Then there's our relationship with China, the whole business about we are going to go to war and we better be prepared. Then there's the investigation into China with regard to the vaccines, and on and on it goes. But it was very interesting this week to see how Fauci tried to... I'm of the opinion this time next week Fauci will be gone. What about you? You think?
I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen with Fauci. I truly... And I'm not saying that to be dismissive of the importance of the question. Mm-hmm. I just don't know. I find Fauci to be... sort of a human being, a man with strengths and weaknesses at the
like everybody
the
else,
and the eye of a storm that has become so politicized. And you know, I personally tend to think he's not a bad guy, but there are people that hate him.
And, I don't. But there's all because of the politics. I think he's probably a nice guy. I think he's exercised bad judgment. It would seem. If you look at some of those, how much time was spent on the air this week talking about those email? That came out. What did you think of that as you listened around?
Well, I mean, this is all part of the political connection to the COVID-19 crisis, which was the main story of this era. This is not even a short period, you know, 2 months, 3 months. This is an era, and we're going to be in it for a long time. The ramifications of the COVID era are still playing out. We're not out of it yet. We're on the tail end of it. Hopefully, we don't even know that. So we don't know whether these vaccines are going to need boosters. We don't know whether they really are going to work for a long period. We don't know if there's going to be outbreaks. If it's going to come back with a variant. There's so much, you know, to use the word uncertainty connected to this, and so much political debate over it that anybody caught in the middle, such as Fauci, is going to come out, you know, wounded because of the slings and arrows that are being shot at him.
Because of the nastiness of so many people. That's apparently part of human nature, part of the things that we learn about our fellow man and women. It's just the, we have people with a real nasty side, and one wonders why. The number four issue this week, Israeli political turmoil. I got a kick out of somebody who said to me that Netanyahu is finished. And I laughed in the guy's face. I was polite about it, but I said, you're kidding me, Kenny. You don't even know what this guy, the starch, this guy will be a player. He'll be involved. He'll be behind the scenes. He'll be in front of the camera. He'll be everywhere. This guy's not going away just because somebody, you know, yanked him out and pulled the rug out from underneath him. It's just you don't understand the starch that this guy has. Right? Am I right? Do you think?
You are right. You are right. And in Israel, because the population is low and the politicians are so seasoned, that they keep them around for a long time. And we're seeing a taste with Trump of what it's like in many other countries, where you have opposing political parties and the prime minister is the head of the party that's in power. And they come and they go and they come back.
Right.
They don't go away. So you can be sure Netanyahu, if he is removed from the prime minister position, he'll still be the head of his Likud party and will always be working toward coming back, because they don't have that many leaders in a place that's you know, it's a small country. You're absolutely right. Netanyahu, but he may lose his position.
He'll lose his position for now, but then comes back again. One of the things, when you and I were there together, we interviewed him in that little closet that was his office. The thing that is most people think about capitals of major countries and the ornateness of the building. You look at London, you look at Paris, you look at some of the buildings in Germany or any big country, our country, and how much is devoted to making our capital city look like something amazing and not like anything else in the world. The Knesset is just a flat, ugly building on the top of a hill. There's nothing to it, really, other than the chambers are okay, but when you wander around in the building, it looks like a warehouse.
Politicians in Israel basically conduct themselves as business people. Mm-hmm. They're more like business executives in office buildings than they are ceremonial figures in some type of imperial, ceremonial fanfare with, towers and, pillars and, all of these fancy Romanesque buildings and we tend as societies to try to aggrandize ourselves, where it's larger than life. It's the architecture, the ceremonies. Look at how Great Britain does, with the Queen and her golden, it's made out of solid gold carriage with horses pulling it and guys in uniforms.
The train the Queen has, it's pretty. I took a ride on that once. That was really an experience. Woo.
Yeah. Wow. All that ceremonial stuff. Societies do that. I mean, it's deep psychology of the human condition is that we like to think that we're part of something that's bigger than us, that's grand, that our culture will be remembered for thousands of years. We were here. Look at our architecture. Look at our pyramids. Look at our castles. Look at our monuments.
Who cares?
Well, it'll all be gone in a few thousand years, because everything erodes and history. It's very hard to maintain history because you forget there was nobody there at the time. With video, it's going to be a lot easier than before video, because imagine if we had video of Jesus or George Washington on film. So 1,000 years from now, if we preserve everything, they'll be able to see Kennedy, be able to see Trump. Whereas now we only have artists' depictions of them and stories. But this whole idea of creating larger-than-life images, flags, eagles, flyovers, it all is to make us feel better about the terrible mediocrity of our existences.
Mm-hmm. Right, as it continues. 44 after the hour, a preview of the Talkers Convention coming up next.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Green Box Capital, an alternative lender, is here to help small to medium-sized businesses with the funding needed to build back during these challenging times. And for a limited time, is offering 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio to fill out a short form and connect with a real advisor who will work with you to create the best funding solution. Mention the code radio to redeem your special offer. With funding as low as $3,000 up to $500,000 in all industries across the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Canada, Greenbox Capital can help with your financial needs today. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Again, that's greenboxcapital.com/radio. Get the business funding you need while saving 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Greenbox Capital, fast funding for small businesses.
All right, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen with the bold and the beautiful here. It's back. The Talkers Convention will be a week from today at Hofstra University. And so who's coming to dinner, Michael?
Well, a lot of people, obviously, from you to, my goodness, I mean, we have so many names there. It's incredible. And, you know, it'll be on video so people can see it. We'll let everybody know how they can see it after the fact. It's kind of closed to the industry, so we're not promoting it here. I'm not trying to get people to go to it. But
it's not open to the public. It's just one of those things that becomes a conversation piece, like other things that you can find at Talkers, the Heavy 100, the weekly topics that we talk about here all of the time. There's a lot of meat there. And this is one of the things that became a standard, 28, 29 years ago.
It's, Talkers have been around 31 years, so we've been doing conventions, you know, first with NARCH and then Talkers. It's been about 30 years of conventions. Amazing history.
Yeah, it is. All right, so we'll talk about that, and it'll be something that you can follow at talkers.com or thedjvshow.com. It's 10 before the hour.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, 53 after the hour, as we engage in conversation about entertainment, mostly movies, what's coming out this weekend, what's around, what historically do we have to have some perspective on, all courtesy of the knowledge and the input of Chuck Curry, who's here, our movie man on Movie Moments, and we'll get to him and what's happening this weekend right after this.
Have you gained the quarantine 15, or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get... Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Okay, I think this is a very recognizable theme. Sometimes some of the stuff that you play, Chucker, they're not, you know, from big movies or big TV shows, but they don't have that iconic twist that immediately says, in this case, ER. So what's happening with ER? It never was made into a movie, but probably could have been, right?
It actually is one of my all-time favorite TV shows. It ran from 94 to 2009, made a big star of George Clooney. I thought Anthony Edwards, Dr. Green, it really ultimately I thought was his show. But Noah Wiley, who played John Carter, was also very prominent, started off as a boyish young intern, eternally young, today turned 50 years old, also did the TV show The Librarian on TNT. I always liked Noah Wiley. Especially on that show, I thought he did really good work. He started, he left, and then he ended on ER. He was the last regular prominent star of the show that was in the first premiere pilot episode to end the series. So Noah Wiley, Doug, turns 50 years old today. Big one.
Wow, yeah. And how old is Anthony Edwards? Clooney's got to be close to 60, right? How old is Anthony Edwards?
Clooney is 60. Anthony Edwards has got to be... right around.
Is he in the new Top Gun? He was an important player in the first Top Gun when he had hair. What's going on with him now?
I don't know. I didn't look at the entire cast of that film. I know Val Kilmer has a part in it. I would think I don't know the answer to that question.
Mm-hmm.
Did he survive Top Gun? I don't remember. I don't even remember his character.
He died in Top Gun.
I thought he did off the top of my head.
Well, that's no hindrance to bringing somebody back to a TV or a
movie. That is the answer. That is the answer to the question.
His
character died in Top Gun, so he won't be in Top Gun.
So the spoiler alert for Top Gun 2 is that Tom Cruise dies at the end of it, right? Isn't that what's spreading? Isn't that floating around?
Probably not. No, because they don't want to do a part three.
Another one. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So speaking of box office, you asked me the other day if there's anything coming out. Actually, there is. The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It, opens nationwide in theaters and also same day as HBO Max. Now, this franchise, Doug, has done over $2 billion worldwide, so it is popular. It will have it will make a dent in the box office this weekend. And the original cast always returns. Patrick Wilson and Viggo Farmiga, two good actors, headline this horror franchise, which if you like horror,
not
it's
me.
Mostly delicious. Yeah,
I think
no,
I'm
going
to try. It's supposed to rain tomorrow here a little bit. I may go see I still haven't seen the Jason Statham movie that's been out for a couple of 3 weeks. So that's doing pretty well.
That movie's done very well worldwide. That movie has done very well. Worldwide. Now, some movies in production. Indiana Jones 5 begins production next week. Harrison Ford returns as Indiana Jones. He'll be 79 years old in July. I got to tell you, I am looking forward to see how they... Yeah, but I am looking forward to see what they do with it. And they're already they're heavily casting the fourth entry of John Wick 4, which is a very good franchise for Keanu Reeves.
Very, 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 very violent. But interesting story.
But
so,
well done. But very, very well done.
Yeah,
the choreography and then fight sequences is excellent in that franchise.
Mission Impossible on hiatus again because of COVID. That's got to be frustrating, all the people that are on the crew.
Yeah, it has to be.
Yeah,
I agree.
But sure something good will come out of it one way or the other. All right, Chuck, have a great weekend. We look forward to box office totals on Monday here. Movie Moments, a part of the DJV program. Doug Steffen here at 59.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.